I am so excited because I get a chance to talk to my brother right now. Jay Moss, what's going on?
Yes. What's up, Big Sis? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, the last time we've had any real conversation is when your last song came out. And we were able to talk to each other on the phone. We, you know, laughed and giggled. Then I got a chance to come to your church, and then COVID.
And then 2020 hit, right? Changed everything.
It changed.
So none of that stuff that we talked about in the last interview is now current. None of it.
None of it.
That's gone. It's all gone.
All wiped out. So, you know, it's a good chance for us to catch up and start all over again.
Yeah. Might as well, girl.
I want a 2020 redo, but I know we can't do that.
Nope. I left 2020 where it was. God says it's the season of the new, and he's going to be navigating to those that will avail themselves to hear.
Come on and preach.
So yeah. He said, y'all got to turn them other frequencies down. He said, I ain't screaming.
Right.
I'm talking in a normal speaking soft voice, and sometimes it ain't going to be above a whisper.
But those
that are available to hear and in a position to hear me will be able to navigate.
Ooh, yes, Jesus. Yes. Come on now. Speaking of preaching, Living Waters doing good, right?
Living Waters is doing so great. And it's so crazy because so many people look at the pandemic and what has happened. And yes, we have loss and all of that. And I'm very sensitive to that. I think I lost 4 to 5 members at my church. So I know firsthand what it feels like, the devastation.
Yeah.
But it also expanded us. I mean, you figure Living Waters, and you've been to my church a couple times, right? I mean, what, we can squeeze 225 in there?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And now my last service 2 weeks ago reached 15,000. So
wow.
It's like, go figure. Like, on a ministry scale, when you start thinking about the harvest, this was the greatest thing that has ever happened to us. Because I would have waited and waited and waited and waited and then pushed the envelope on streaming. But 2020 forced me to operate on a different level, think outside of the box and think bigger. And now we're reaching that many more people.
Well, I believe that, you know, Living Waters has always been prepping for that. And I was telling you off air how you guys have been doing this upgrade of how people visually go to church even before the pandemic.
Even before the pandemic, God gave us a different style. And that happened before we started Living Waters Church. At my former church, Life Center, they just had a different way of viewing ministry. And that just like planted a seed inside of me and Pastor Mel.
Mm-hmm.
We were just like, wow, if we ever do a ministry, we never thought. This wasn't on our radar.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
And it's just like, oh my goodness. We said, if we ever did a church, we would want it to look something like that. And here we are in 2021, 4 years later.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Our fingerprint. So right. We love it.
I absolutely love it because I know that people have had to look to you in order to do what they're doing as well. So last year, I got a hold of a song called Repay You, and it's from PJ Morton's project.
I just want to know, do you like it? That's it.
Man, come on. I put it.
Just tell me, is it good?
I love this song. Now, listen, let's go back to the time when I was not doing well health-wise, and I had to be out of work for like 9 weeks, and I played a certain project of yours over and over. This song is reminiscent to my healing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. And you know what? And let me tell you. First of all, the song was a match made in heaven. Like, PJ's a genius. He worked on my grown folks gospel record, and he did me a favor, and then he called me back and was like, okay, I got to return the favor. And look, first of all, that's how all that, we can cut through all of that. You know, people, okay, yeah. So now, when I got the song and I did it, I finished it, I called PDA, I said, man, you got to put a We Must Pray sound on this.
Yes.
Like, people want to hear my voice. Back when it was 2005, when it was If I Were a Drum. Like,
yes.
He put that thing on it. And I was like, yes, that's it. And that's what's been resonating with people. They're just like, this is authentic Jay.
Yeah.
So it felt good to not only be on a classic song from PJ's genius, but it was also good to recapture some of the Jay Moss Project 1, that V1 project that we did, and put that sound back into the world.
I have so many friends that are no longer here.
On the phone with Pastor Jay Moss, talking about this brand new song called Repay You. And man, it is so cool. I put the video on my Facebook page, and I have to tell you, it's an entire vibe. What was it like working with PJ on this project?
PJ's a different breed. But what I love about PJ is he's easy. He's so easy to work with and to work for.
Yeah.
And he just kind of gives you his vision. And if you are on his level, you can kind of see where he's going with it. And you, of course, you got to follow his music and his style, so you kind of know what he's going for. But yeah, he's just real easy. He kind of lets the artist be the artist. Like, he doesn't try to challenge you on, well, no, you didn't sing that right. Well, I sung it like me, dog. You know, he's not one of those kind of dudes. He's just like, hey, that's Jay Moss. That's what Jay Moss would do right there. And that's why I caught Jay Moss to sing on this record. So he kind of allowed me to be me. He allowed us to mix it. PDA put a thing on it. And so it was just a great marriage, Big Sis. It really was. It was a fun project to do. Timeless lyrics, especially for this time that we're going through now. And then just a great post-production on it, too.
Fantastic post-production. The name of the song is Repay You with my brother. And you sang that thing, and I am really excited about it. Hey, listen, tell everybody how to find you on social media.
It's Inside J Moss everywhere. Again, it's Inside J Moss on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you want to encourage us by following the church, it's LWC Detroit. Like Living Waters Church, LWC Detroit. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you want any more information, go to our website at lwcdetroit.com.
And check out those sermons. Man, you have me on my toes.
I'm trying, girl. You know, there's a lot of heavyweights here in Detroit, so I'm just trying to make them proud. I'm trying to make them all proud.
You're doing a great job. You know I love you.
I love you more.